Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. It's Musings by Martiki coming to you again with another podcast session. From the rooftop to the foundation, Lord, to the surrounding, Lord, come, Holy Spirit, come. Lord, we take cover in your presence, Lord. We take cover in your presence, Lord. And Lord, we pray that your word will be the only word that will be projected, Lord, in this space, Lord, in this atmosphere, Lord. May we hear your word so clearly as you minister to us, Lord. It will be none of me, Father, but it will be all of you, Lord, just as you want your word to be heard, just as you want your word to be ministered, just as you want your word to be evangelized, Lord. Let it be so in the mighty name of Jesus. Take your place, Holy Spirit. Lord, we just want to thank you. We give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. So I just want to start today with one of my favorite scriptures, which is John chapter 16, verse 33. And it basically says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You understand? This is God speaking. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So this is a prepaid blessing, okay? It's a blessing that has already been given to us, is guaranteed, you know, that regardless of what we see, regardless of what we face, regardless of the mountain, you know, it can be some, you know, mountain that you're looking at. It can be some mountain that seems even greater and taller than you. But God said, do not worry, do not fret, because he has overcome the world. So this is a prepaid blessing. It is an assurance that we have already received. So just take heart. That's what he's saying. And just, you know, in this life, there's this dichotomy that seems to be going on. So there's a part in life where we seem to experience so much of God's glory. You know, you experience so much of God's glory. Then there's the other part where you seem to experience tribulation. You understand? Then sometimes too, we experience such a great triumph, like you're so successful in something. And then again, you come back, and then maybe later down the line, or even before the triumph, you may have faced a situation that would have, you know, seemed to be like, you know, trial to you. You understand? And then in this world as well, there's light. There's so much light. You know, there's light, especially in the word of God, there's light, especially in the kingdom of God. But at the same time, too, there's extreme darkness. You understand? So there's a side-by-side struggle that seems to be going on. There's this thing that, you know, regardless of, you know, sometimes how we may stay at the top, there's a time where we feel like, oh my God, I'm rolling down the hill. And these are, you know, it's life. That is what John 16:33 tells us, that in this world we will have trouble. But, you know, do not worry, because he has come to give us peace. He has already overcome the world. So to him, this is, you know, this is very small. So what do we do when we are faced with some of these situations? What do we do in these circumstances? And that is where scriptures like Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 3 comes in. Okay, and I'm going to read this one from the Amplified Version. It says, arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord, for your light has come. Hallelujah, your light has come. And then we go to verse 2, it says, and the glory and brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. For in fact, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness will cover the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory and brilliance will be seen on you. Nations will come to your light, hallelujah, and kings to the brightness of your rising, hallelujah. So this is what God wants us to know, that, you know, regardless of what is going on around us, arise and shine, for your light has come. You know, nations will come to you, kings will come, and, you know, they'll be marveled by what is going on, the light that is shining through you. So don't let the darkness overpower you, and don't let the darkness win at all. You understand? Because when we go back to scriptures like, let me see, Matthew Let me see if I can open that quickly. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. I'm opening that in a paper Bible because sometimes my app can be a bit slow. Matthew 11, 12, it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, like from to today, today, today. So from the day of John the Baptist until now, right? What happened? What happened from the days of John the Baptist until now? The kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. You understand? Some scriptures will say, and the violent people they take it by force. You understand? So it is not today that trouble started. It's not in 2024, or some people say 2024, that trouble started. Trouble started from, John the Baptist's time. Even before that, trouble was there. So small trouble that we face, don't let that take over. Don't let that make us depressed. That's, Isaiah 60 verse 1 says in the Amplified Version, don't let that take over your joy. Don't let depression become your new life just because of some small wahala. You understand? And this dichotomy of extremities, it's not our generation that, we are the only ones facing it, but people have faced it. There's been extreme tension from long time ago. You understand? So when we're on the low side, what do I mean by when we're on the low side? When we're on the, the part where we feel like, oh, the world is on us, like we are being crushed. When we're on the low side, we need to uplift ourselves or fill ourselves with the fruits of the spirit. There are certain fruits of the spirit, like long suffering, like very, very long suffering. It's part of the fruits of the spirit. So when you're going through anything, remember it is part of the fruit that you're supposed to bear. There's patience. You have to experience the patience to walk through some of these calamities, what we will see as trials, what we will see as tribulations. It is an opportunity for us to exercise some of these traits that we've put on our spiritual CV, that, oh, I am patient, I am kind, I am loving, I'm long suffering, I am gentle. That is your time to shine, isn't it? That is the time for you to arise and show what your CV says about you. That is the time where you don't back, you don't go behind the shrubs and hide, and be like, there's this meme of if you ever watched The Simpsons, but Simpsons, where like he comes out and then he goes back into the shrubs. I'm sure a lot of us have seen this meme on the internet. Don't be like that. Don't be going backwards and hiding just when trouble comes. But that's the time where you have to show off your, show off some of these positive traits, these fruits that you bear. That is when you let your CV shine. Arise and shine, for your light has come. So bring light to what God has already put in you. Do you understand? And then remember that sometimes you have to die in order to grow. Sometimes you have to die in order to grow. And I remember when we went for the leaders retreat in Ghana in 2023, end of the year, November. I remember Sister Mercy came to stand before us, and she sang this beautiful Presby hymn. Let me try and sing it. I know the words in the Ghana version. Okay. And I used to just sing it, but I didn't understand. Sometimes you're singing songs for the tune, and sometimes the Ghana you're reading in the hymn book, it can be very heavy, or sometimes the tree you're reading, it may be very heavy. So you're singing it, but you've not really taken time to understand. So I'll sing it in Ghana first, and then I'll sing it in English, and then we'll see how we can break it down. So it goes like this. Wosani ji wonu chono shi no ji wo ni a ke ni e no ni le nyang e bu shi ta mo a ble kuli ni a do ye e be lemling e go fenda ni e tishi no sele Ewo yi bipi ego feda ego ni etishi. I'm going to sing it in English now so that maybe some of us who do not understand will understand. But What we are basically trying to say is that sometimes you have to die in order to grow. So Presby Hymn 276, the English version. The word of Christ is dear to us, the precious word of God. And since it is his gracious word, we know it will abide. Just as the planted grain must die before new life it shall reveal, it dies before it germinates. And when it dies, it bears much fruit, it first must die before it yields much fruit. So I'm just going to read it out. The word of Christ is dear to us, the precious word of God. And since it is his gracious word, we know it will abide. Just as the planted grain must die before new life it shall reveal, it dies before it germinates. And when it dies, it bears much fruit. It first must die before it yields much fruit. So that is what this song is talking about. At the same time, I also want to remind us of, the Beatitudes. Maybe I'll talk through all of them because a lot of it shows that, it shows the benefits of the quiet side. It shows the benefits of the low times. It shows the benefits of the quiet seasons, the times when we seem to be in the darkest spaces or in the pit. You understand? Where we suffer the loss to gain some eternal reward. That is what the Beatitude teaches us. So the first one is, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Do you understand? When Jesus came to the mount to preach this sermon, he encountered a large group of people. These were like a group of if I should say nobodies, you understand, some like us. He encountered a group of nobodies, you understand, and these were the people that he was addressing. And he said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Sometimes we mourn over certain things that we sometimes will run to. Say you have cancer, right? Then you run to cancer Association of Cancer Patients, or you have leukemia, or you have lupus, then you go and join Association of Lupus Women. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to join any of these things to pick up your spirits, but there's association in the word. Arise and shine, for your light has come. There's a guarantee. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. There's an association that God is inviting us into, which brings us eternal reward, not a pity party circle or let's raise money to do this and do that. What does it do to your spirit? You understand? We are doing an increase in spirit journey, association of let us grow in the word. Let us arise and shine. Let us die so that we will germinate the fruit that the Lord has put into us. That is the association that we care about. You understand? So when Jesus was addressing these nobodies, quote unquote, it was an opportunity for them to also know that they are being invited into his kingdom, the association of God's kingdom, as I would say. So Jesus addressed them saying, blessed are those who those that are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So those that feel like, oh, we are nobody, we are not seen, we are poor in spirit too. Like, say you don't even have the qualification to stand before God, all of those things. God said that for this is the kingdom of heaven. So you are receiving a blessing out of your lowest, your lowest experience, out of your extreme worst situation, you understand? But God is saying that he will bless you with the kingdom of heaven. What does this mean? It means that this world is full of corruption. This world is full of injustices, you understand? But in the new reality that God wants us to walk into, which is God's heavenly reality, there's going to be generosity, there's going to be love, there's going to be justice for God's people, you understand? So Jesus at this time is claiming, he's claiming the heavenly rewards, or even heaven coming on earth to these people who are poor in spirit. And then the Lord says, blessed are those who grieve, For they shall be comforted. That is blessed are those who mourn, which I've already talked about. So these are people who we faced hardships. We're going through someone in your family has died. Even you may be diagnosed with some disease that you are like, oh, how am I going to walk this journey? You understand? But the Lord Himself is guaranteeing you of His comfort that He will give you. You understand? He will help you through the hardship. He will comfort you in the hardship. The comfort is supposed to be that experience of heaven that you will, have with God. It is the opportunity for God to hold your hands. So don't see it as, oh, I'm going through this, so I'm out of the scope. But God is actually being invited into the situation. So see it as that. Jesus said, something will bring joy to that sorrow. That is what He's guaranteeing us of. And then blessed are the meek. In other words, blessed are the unimportant, you understand? For they shall inherit the land. So the less powerful will have, they will, in the end, they will rule the world. That's what God is saying. The less powerful are the people that God has carefully selected. Some of us, the people that were gathered at the sermon, to listen to him, the people that they were nobody, they are the ones that God wants them to rule the earth, the people that he's going to fill with his love, the people that, are not going to be power hungry, and then they'll come and take over and rule, and then you treat people anyhow. They are not the people that God wants to rule over the land, but he wants the people that, he the people that, they seem like they're nobody. They are the people that God is calling into his kingdom to rule the land. He wants the world to be full of love. He wants justice to rule the world, and they are the people that God is calling. So when you are there at the bottom, see it as an opportunity, as God inviting you to rule over his land. You understand? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Like most of us gathered here today, we are hungry and thirsting for righteousness. You understand? For they will be satisfied. So God will fill us with his eternal food. You understand? So you are hungry, yes. It may seem like, oh, it's a bad thing to be hungry. You are hungry, yes, out of the pain that you are facing, you understand? So you come running to Christ, but stay hungry in the Lord. Don't just come for what you will get. You understand? It is a good thing to be hungry for righteousness so that God will fill us up. So we will be satisfied with what God puts in us. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. That is, straightforward. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. So again, a group of powerless nobodies are going to rule the world from the point of view of this generosity, this mercy, justice, this mercy. They are the people. This is Jesus's style of the world being ruled. This is the kind of revolution that God wants to use us, the nobodies, for us, the people experiencing the downside of life. That is what he wants to use us for. And then blessed are the pure in hearts, for they will see God. Wow. Blessed are the pure in hearts, for they will see God. So to be part of to be part of those people who are pure in heart, in order to see God, right? Fili fili, gadochi gadochi, as they say, we have to be, I don't know, we have to be consecrated in him. You understand? In order for us to see him, we have to be burning on the altar. We have to be that sacrifice. We have to be so pure, refined, in order to see him. So don't hopscotch on the altar. Don't just say, ouch, it's uncomfortable, let me jump off today. Ouch, oh, I can't take this burning. Ouch, no, I cannot mourn. No, go through it so that you'll be refined, so that you'll be made pure. Then you will see God. So there's a reward in some of these, extremities. Sometimes our choices that we make, even the good ones, they can sometimes be influenced by all these mixed motives, you understand? But God wants the pureness. God wants the pureness, those that are pure in heart, so that we will see him. Hallelujah. And now, blessed are the peacemakers. This is the best part. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So we have to walk into other people's conflicts, you understand? We have to walk into the space of disasters, so that's where God is calling us to be peacemakers. You understand? It can be in our own conflict. It can be in our own household. It can be the drama and saga that is unfolding around us that God is inviting us to walk in so that we will be the peacemakers in that situation in order for us to be called the children of God. But yet, sometimes, walking through this life as a peacemaker can be very dangerous. Imagine you're walking into a war zone and God is calling you to be the peacemaker in the war zone. How dangerous is that? That is why in the next section of the Beatitude, he said that, blessed are those who are persecuted for my sake. While he has called you to be the peacemaker, you may be persecuted for God's sake. You understand? You may be persecuted because you are exhibiting the pureness in the heart. You are being righteous. You may be persecuted because of all that. But then what blessing is coming out of this persecution? That pain that we are going through, the persecution, what I started from the beginning, John 16, 33, that persecution, that trial that we are walking in, because we have done all of these things for God sometimes, or sometimes because the enemy has afflicted us with some of these things, what are we going to get out of that? We are going to inherit, the kingdom of heaven itself. What an expensive reward, inheriting God's kingdom. It is a very, very expensive reward. We have to all enter into God's peace. We have to enter into his peace force. We have to enter into his peace army, peace force, in order for us to experience this reward. He is inviting us to join the army of peacemakers to experience this. And then when we move to Matthew 5:12, it says, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great." Because that is the same way the prophets that have led the way, the ones before us, that is the same way that they too were persecuted. So when you're going through yours, don't think you're the first and don't think you're the last. Rejoice and be glad because your reward is going to be great. You understand? See how Israel went through so much persecution. You understand? But the Bible is saying about Israel that it is through them that his kingdom will be restored. It is through the people who have been persecuted, the people who have gone through so much pain. Me, myself, you, yourself going through trial, anybody going through trial around us, it is through us that God's kingdom is going to be restored. So when you're going through the hardship, remember these wonderful, priceless gifts that God is promising that will come with the hardship. So let's focus on the heavenly gifts. Let's focus on what God is promising us, and let's not cry. Let's not join the pity party. Let's not go and join association of this, association of that, but association of believers, association of armies that are arising and shining because our light has come. You understand? So God's heavenly kingdom will reign again, starting from the small group of people that were gathered at the sermon and the mount to listen to God's sermon. You understand? God is saying that through them, who will surrender everything over to God, meaning these nobodies, including myself, including you, who will surrender everything, all of our hardship, all of our goodness, if we surrender all of it to God, this is what will invite us into God's legacy. You understand? This is what will invite us into God's legacy that he has promised in the preceding scriptures that I have read. You understand? And then he ends the sermon with the three images that he gave. One being the light, one being salt, and then one being the city that is on the hill. And when you're called, when you're described as salt, it means that you have a long-lasting covenant with God. You understand? So through the hardship, don't worry. God is calling us the salt of the earth. He's reinforcing his covenant, which is long-lasting. The salt that is salty forever. Nobody can take away the saltiness. That is the covenant that he is inviting us into. You understand? When he calls us the light and the city on the hill, it talks about God's presence. You understand? I started with the light. You understand? God's presence shining from his dwelling place. So when he says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come," it talks about God's presence being reinforced in us. So when we are going through all of these things, just go back to the scripture in Isaiah 60. Verses 1 to 3, arise and shine, for your light has come. Remind yourself of what God has promised you in that scripture. Go to John 16:33 and remember telling yourself that God has already overcome the world. All these things that you are seeing, they are just small, 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 you know, they are just small, small, small fragments of, you know, everything. God has already overcome the world. It's just a little, you know, fragment. So for us to wake up, for us to arise and shine, because our light has come. So do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed when you're going through hardship. Do not worry at all when you're going through any painful situation. You understand? Arise and shine, for your light has come. I just want to end today's teaching with another favorite scripture. I'm just opening that quickly. Just as I said, do not be ashamed. It's in 1 Peter chapter, I believe, 4, verse 16. Let me look for that. So, yeah. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. All right. So, however, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. What name are we talking about? The name of Christ. We bear the name of Christ likeness. So do not be ashamed of any of the painful situations you're going through. If it's, you know, if it's a marital turmoil, do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear the name of Christ. Hallelujah. So we just want to thank God for this word that he has shared with us this afternoon. God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you that you have projected your voice. You have amplified your voice to us this afternoon. Thank you for being a blessing unto us. Thank you that you have reminded us that sometimes we have to die in order for the germination of the fruits that we are bearing to come alive. Father Lord, we thank you that you have told us that we are not walking alone, but you're walking this journey with us. Thank you that you have told us to arise and shine, for our light has come, that kings and nations will come and bow before us because of the greatness that we carry, that we shouldn't just stay there and wallow in pain. We shouldn't just stay there and be identified by the mark of whatever situation we are going through. But Lord, we are being identified by the name that we carry, the name of Christ, as your word has said in 1 Peter 4:16. Father Lord, remind us in our painful days of what your word says in John 16:33, that in this world we are going to sometimes go through some of these painful situations, but we shouldn't worry at all. You have already given us the peace, that is one, and also you have already overcome the world. That is, it is a great reward. Thank you so much for the reminder through the Beatitudes that you have given us this afternoon. Thank you so much for the reminder through the fruits of the spirits that you have given us this afternoon. That Lord, we have to shine our CV, arise and show that when we're going through trials, that this is the time that I can be long suffering. This is the time that I can be gentle. This is the time that I can show peace, and I can even show love through the painful situation. Lord, thank you that you reminded us this is the time to even be kind, Lord. When things are not going well for us, when people are horrible to us, let us be kind to them. Father Lord, thank you so much for the reminder in your word which comes alive day in and day out. Lord, your word which is alive, Lord. Father, thank you that we can always run back to your word. Thank you that you are always willing to embrace us, Lord. No matter how far away we run away from you, Lord, you're always willing to embrace us. Thank you, Father, for walking the journey with us. Thank you for reminding us that we are the light, we are the salt, we are the city on the hill. Thank you, Lord, for your word that has come alive this afternoon. Lord, I pray that we will walk away with this confidence, we will walk away with this assurance, we will walk away with the promises, privilege, and the power in your word. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Thank you, sisters. And now shall we share the grace? And now, may the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Surely,
goodness,
mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we
Yeah.
shall dwell in the house of the
Yeah.
Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed afternoon, dear sisters.
God bless you
God bless
too.
you. God richly bless you,
Bless
sister.
you too.
Amen. Amen. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, dear.
Goodbye for now, and I will catch you on the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.